a lot of sprucing up is going around on around town, as not only for Ragbri but also for the Plymouth County Fairgrounds. And one of the places that has gotten a little bit of a makeover is the Country Store, located on Pioneer Village as part of the Plymouth County Fairgrounds. The Country Store has been operated by the Plymouth County Historical Museum, and I'm being joined by two of the directors from the Historical Museum, Janice Rankin and Joellen Cronin. Janice, let's talk to you first. This old store, you know, a lot of people remember it. Of course, you sell a lot of produce here and candies and things, but it really needed a little bit of a makeover.
Needed a lot of makeover because there was a lot of water stains, and it just needed a big change. And so Joellen and I went down to Sherwin-Williams and picked out the wallpaper, and then we picked out the paint. And so Carol Anderson did the back room, painted all everything back here and the shelves up in front. And Rose Williams helped us, Joellen, with the wallpaper, and I did the cutting and so forth. And then I stained the ice box yesterday so it would look like.
Well, I can certainly tell a big difference, of course, and I'm sure that a lot of other people will too. It hadn't had any kind of a makeover or any kind of wallpaper painting for quite some time.
45 years.
45 years. So I think it was due for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was due.
It was moved here in 1975.
Okay.
And the same wallpaper was on now that was on the pictures in 1975. It was a little bit dirty and a lot water stained.
So you two, of course, directors, but you have volunteers helping you
yes.
as well. Who else is helping?
Rose Williams and Carol Anderson. Okay. And then John Owlers is the one that brought us the refrigerator donated by Bob Campbell. Because we put it on the radio that we needed a new, different refrigerator. And he said he had a brand new one if we just come and get it. And so John and my son-in-law last night and my grandson Luke came and went and got it last night and put it in the back room.
And as I mentioned in the past, you've had different produce, candies. What is going to be featured this year then?
We're going to have Lynn Buss's sweet corn as always. And then the garden produce from whoever brings it in. And then we will have candy and ice cream.
Baked goods that's donated.
And we do need baked goods if anybody wants to do baked goods or even bring their garden produce.
And if I remember right, and Joellen will get you in on this a little bit, that the sales of your proceeds of the vegetables, produce, the baked goods, that all goes back to the museum as far as a donation then.
Right.
All right, so tell us what do people need to, what are you looking for and how do people respond? What do we need to do to get people to bring in their produce or their baked goods?
Well, I guess, you know, if as long as they see it and hear it, you know, they'll know.
Okay.
They've been doing it for years and years and years and years, bringing stuff in.
Right, and then we'll also have dish towels for sale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we'll have cookbooks.
Cookbooks and
plates.
Plates.
Okay, all right, so a lot of different array of different things. You'd mentioned about this building was brought in back in the mid-70s. Do you know the history of the building at all, either one of you?
As far as we know, it was Paul Newbold's grocery store. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
He was the manager because we have a sign that goes up and it says Paul Newbold manager.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
It looks like we're... It's going to be really spruced up nice, as Janice said. We finished an old ice box and new wallpaper has been put up.
We're not completely done. We're still in the stage of redecorating, but
okay.
We're okay.
Janice has a little bit of a history, I guess, of the building. So
right,
tell us
and the Burkharts ran it for 32 years, and it was in 1975 that it came out to the fairgrounds. So this is how little the fair was at one time.
Yeah, we see a lot of tents, not many buildings, actually.
No. And so it's just a big improvement for the fairgrounds. And it's something I've been with the 4-H since I was 9 years of age. And now I'm 78, so I'm still with the fair.
As are a lot of other people joining you in that right. type of category, right. I think. Yeah. So, all right. Well, folks, we'll have to stop out at when they come into the fair, to stop at the country store. It is operated by the Plymouth County Historical Museum. Pick up some fresh produce, some fresh sweet corn, as you mentioned.
Goodies.
I know you goodies, candies, and even also some baked goods. So.
Oh, and a lot of baked goods. We're hoping, for a lot of baked goods.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and then take notice of the changes that these fine ladies have put a lot of hours into. How many hours have you worked on trying to
get
this?
I would say,
we started
close to 50.
At least. Yeah.
50 hours at least.
Yeah. 50 hours out here, because we were out here for the last 4, 5, 6 days,
and
from the morning till
from
morning to about 5:30, anywhere from 4:30 to 6:30. So yeah,
okay.
It's been a little bit of a struggle.
But I think that a lot of people will appreciate your efforts, your time spent into it, because it certainly is gonna have a fresh new look to it.
It's got a lot of history.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've been visiting with Janice Rankin and as well as Joel Cronin, and talking about the makeover of the country store that people will have to look at for
also
the.
Also, you can call the museum if you have produce that are product you want picked up. We can do that too.
Okay, so either drop it off here at the country store or at the museum itself.
Right.
Okay, all right, sounds good.